Natalie. Written by Ivan Boonen. Narrated by Virginia Ferguson. About the author. Ivan Alexievich Boonen, 1870 to 1953, was a Russian writer, poet, and translator, a 1933 Nobel Prize laureate in literature. Having come from the family of an impoverished nobleman, Boonen moved out and began to live independently as a very young man. In his youth, he worked for newspapers and offices, frequently leading a nomadic life. His first published work was a poem, At the Tomb of S. Y. Nadsen, 1887, followed by a book of poetry published in 1891 in Orel. In 1903, he won Pushkin's Prize for his book Leaf Fall and translation of The Song of Hiawatha. He received the prize again in 1909 for the third and fourth volumes of his complete works. In 1909, he was elected an honorary member of the Royal St. Petersburg Academy of Sciences in the field of linguistics. In 1920, 3 years after the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, Boonen immigrated to France, like many other Russian artists, writers, and performers. While there, he continued publishing regularly, becoming the first Russian writer to win the Nobel Prize for the refined mastery with which he developed the tradition of classic Russian prose. Boonen died in 1953 and was buried at the Saint-Geneviève-des-Bois Cemetery in Paris. Part 1. That summer, I put on a college student's cap for the first time and was happy with that particular happiness at the start of a young, free life, the kind one only ever feels at that age. I grew up in a strict noble family in the country, and as a youth, while dreaming passionately of love, was still pure of body and soul, and blushed during the overly frivolous conversations of my school friends as they winced, "You ought to be a monk, Majewski." That summer, I blushed no longer. Having come home during the break, I decided the time had come for me to be like everyone else, to surrender my purity and seek love without romance. As the result of this decision, as well as wishing to show off my blue student's badge, I went around in search of amorous encounters, visiting neighboring estates, relatives, and acquaintances. That was how I ended up at the house of my uncle on my mother's side, a retired and long-since widowed Lancer Cherkasov, the father of one daughter, my cousin Sonia. I arrived late, and Sonia was the only one up to greet me. When I hopped out of the cart and ran into the dark hallway, she stepped out in a flannel robe, a candle held high in her left hand. She offered her cheek to me for a kiss and said, shaking her head in her usual mocking manner, "Ah, it's you, the ever and everywhere late young man." "Well, it wasn't my fault at all this time," I replied. "It wasn't the young man who was late, but the train." "Quiet. Everyone is asleep. We've been dying with impatience and expectation of seeing you all evening, but finally gave up. Papa went to bed in a huff, having first labelled you a scoundrel, and Ephraim, who must have stayed at the train station to wait for the morning train. An old fool. Natalie stomped off in a tizzy. The servants went to bed as well. Only I remained patient and faithful to you. Well, take off your coat and let's go have supper," I replied, admiring her dark blue eyes, an uplifted arm, nude to the shoulder. "Thank you, dear friend. I am particularly pleased to receive assurance of your fidelity. You have become an absolute beauty. And I have the most serious plan."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?